It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
That's us.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where two adult daughters' bodies hurt so much from going to Disneyland for 2 days in a row. I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Jenny Ray.
So as you notice, that wasn't Michelle. That was Jenny Ray. So Michelle has to take a sabbatical because Dunkin' Donuts is hard.
It really, hey, I worked there for a week and a half once. I know it's awful.
She has a really long commute to New Rochelle. It takes so long. It's across the country, people. It's on the other side.
Yeah.
So, you know, she just needs to take a break. And to fill in, I have a series of guest hosts, but really it's mostly Jenny Ray.
Hello.
Yes, future. Hello. So far I have Jenny Ray, Allison, end of list. If you listen and would like to be on this, let me know. If you want to be a guest on this podcast.
Yeah.
Especially if I already know you and we hang out, like just say, let's just record the podcast.
Perfect.
We can just talk about things Disney. We don't have to just talk about theme parks.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope you enjoy having some Jenny Ray episodes. I think this could become, have some more Jenny Ray around.
Ooh, I'm just the ray of sunshine.
The ray of sunshine.
We begin today with breaking news.
So Warner Brothers announced it will be opening the first official Harry Potter flagship store in New York City. Opening in summer 2020, the store will house the largest collection of Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts merch in the world.
Ah.
You're not like a fanatical Harry Potter fan, but you're a Harry Potter fan.
I'm a Harry Potter fan in the sense that like I don't know a lot of the details, but mm-hmm. I like the immersion of
yes.
it all.
Yes. You're familiar with the story.
Yeah.
You've seen all the movies, I'm assuming.
Yes.
But you probably have you read the books? Yeah.
Read.
Nerd.
No. So this store, I've already read an article saying that it, the original store design, the city of New York was like, no. Because they wanted to put a dragon on the outside of the building. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, no dragons here.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I would like to go to there. They already have, like, they sell Warner Brothers or they sell Harry Potter merch in Universal Parks. Mm-hmm. They sell it at the, like, they have the Harry Potter studios in London. They have something in the Warner Brothers studios here because
R.I.P. Whimsically.
Yes. Oh, Whimsically. But that was they sold official stuff, but it was unofficial. Yeah. I loved Whimsically.
It was fun for parties.
Did you go to the ball there? No, you didn't go.
No, but I worked a couple events there with my cake balls.
Yes, balls.
My balls.
Jenny, buy Lil Ray Cakes balls.
Yes, preferably not in the summer. I don't know why everyone's asking for summer. I'm like, that is the worst time.
Buy them in large quantities or small quantities?
Large
quantities.
The larger, the better.
Order them in sets of 300.
Yes,
Lil Ray Cakes. And then give me 10% of them. Send the 200 to me and I'll just be like, well, I guess this is how I die. So if I wouldn't like go to New York to go to the store, but when I go to New York, I will go to the store.
I would hope so.
Yeah, obviously. I will buy Ravenclaw stuff.
Uh-huh.
What would you like to see there?
I mean, I'm a good old Ravenclaw.
Yeah, we're both Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
You and I, Tracy and Amy, were all Ravenclaw.
I feel like, though, you know how sometimes you can be two?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more of a Ravenpuff.
I'm a Slytherclaw.
Okay.
I'm a Slytherin Ravenclaw.
All right.
Yeah. My sister and I are both, like, Slytherin types. And I'm like, that doesn't mean I'm bad. That just means I'm ambitious.
I feel like Slytherins get a bad rep,
though.
I mean, they're not.
I like power. I like to be the boss.
Yeah. There you go.
I like business. I mean, Allison's a Slytherin, so I'm in good company. So I can just go back and forth. Like,
yes.
Do I want to be weird today? Do I want to be like powerful today?
I feel like the first time I took one of those quizzes, mm-hmm. though, I feel like I was a Slytherin, and I was like, this can't be true.
Yeah, I got Slytherin the first time I took it, too, and I was like, no, I'm a Ravenclaw. I'm a weirdo. I'm too weird. I'd just be in Slytherin just like, woo, just dancing around like with my big pink dresses, like fluff, add more fluffy layers. I literally dressed today like a cream puff. So,
but people loved it.
People did love the cream puff. And that one girl who said, nice costume. And I was like,
it's not a costume.
I mean, yes, to most people, what I wear is a costume. But like, this is what I wear. My life is a costume. I hope they have new Harry Potter merch that we haven't thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope they have – I'm trying to think. They've made almost anything you can think of. Like, because I own everything that you would want to buy from Universal.
Yeah.
I hope they have the mirror of Iris said, but like a small compact. They probably have that. Anything I'm saying, they probably already have. Oh, and then I wanted to add this really quick. So this is not a retraction from the last week's episode. So last week's episode, we were talking about rides we wish existed. And I said, I wish there was a Tangle boat ride. I found out, which I kind of knew this in the back of my head. I didn't remember. Tokyo is building a Tangled boat ride.
Oh.
So this is a ride that I manifested. And it's literally like a Tangled boat ride into my thing. I said, they should make a Tangled boat ride.
Oh, that sounds so magical, yes. Though. I love, oh my gosh, with the lanterns.
Yes, it's going to be like a whole lantern scene. I said they should make it like the Shanghai Pirates where like the boat, you know how it like can go like different directions. Uh-huh. It could be like you go like all around them as they're singing. And it's the real Zachary Levi and he rides with you.
Oh my God, I just got so excited.
And then he could be on my podcast.
Oh my God. You know the amount of times that I've tried contacting to be like, remember me?
Hello, Zachariah.
Because then the times I've seen him in person, I'm like, hi, my name is Jenny Ray. I don't know if you remember, I did cake balls for you for Nerd HQ. And he's like, Jenny Ray, I know who you are. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Gibson.
And I go through a whole speech and he's like, yes, I know who you are. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like,
yes, I know who you are. And you're like,
I love you so much, please. I want to be with you.
I want to be with you. I remember my mom loves, we both watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, I'm like, oh, mom, he's a Christian actor. And she's like, well, you could marry him. And then she watches. She's like, yeah, but like a lot of girls, like there's a lot of competition. So I'm sure he has like, you don't want someone like him. You want someone who could like commit to just you.
Oh my God. I don't want to make this a Zach Levi podcast, but
I'm fine with that.
No. But I mean, no, do you know any of his story though about like when he, before he got Shazam, he was really.
Before he got Shazammed.
Shazam. He was up for Lex Luthor in Smallville, like back in the day, and he didn't get it. And so like he had a lot of problems like in Hollywood trying to make it. And so he was so happy once he like got Shazam and something.
Yeah.
Like,
oh. Well, and he also did Chuck.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That was his clown to farm. So Disneyland will be utilizing the same line system as Hollywood Studios for Rise of the Resistance. Instead of a line, you must join a virtual queue. You can only join a boarding group once you've entered Disneyland, which doesn't begin until opening hours. So basically, it's the same rules. Like, you're going to go into Disneyland at opening. You're going to log into your app. You're going to join a boarding pass, and it's going to sell out in 10 seconds.
Dang.
So we'll get to go to Rise of the Resistance one of these days. I don't know.
I'll try for next year.
I feel like the people in Florida are a little – we're lazier here. I'll just say that. Myself, I don't want to get to Disneyland before like 10 a.m. Like, I don't even want to get there before noon. So like in Florida, I feel they're much more – it's like that's – what you do in Florida is theme parks. But here there's so much to do.
Yeah.
So I feel like here I think – for a while, it's going to be like people are going to be getting up at 7. But I think eventually, like, you probably roll into the park at 10 and be like, got my boarding pass.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, because especially with here, I mean, this is a more of a locals park.
Yeah.
Whereas for over there, it's a destination location. So people are like, they're in the hotel like, well, yes. It's 6 a.m. I guess I can start getting ready.
It's 3:30. Might as well get ready. Yeah, it's literally the inverse of like locals versus tourists. It's like we have like 70% locals, 30% tourists, and they have like the inverse of like 30% locals, 70. And it's just people who work there.
Right.
It's retired people and people who work at the parks. So yeah, people were saying, oh, I'm going to wait in line for Rise of Resistance. Well, you can't. Did you see any of the footage from how it was in Hollywood Studios?
Yeah.
Like the insanity?
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. I just watched like a POV.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen the actual ride through, obviously, because I couldn't wait. This one guy who went on opening day said he like they literally. So, you know, Walt Disney World, like they have that like miles long entrance.
Mm-hmm.
He said he like slept in his car all night. And then when they let them in at 4 a.m., he went in at 4 a.m. and like waited. And then they let them in at 7. Yeah, and then he, like, got it immediately. I'm like, I'm not waiting up.
Did he go and take a nap after that?
Hopefully. He's, like, 20. I'm like, I am 33 years old. I am not waiting up all night in my car. There's nothing worth this. I mean, do I get to marry Pedro Pascal at the end? Maybe. I might consider it. Am I not doing anything the next day? I don't know.
Dang.
I just, there's nothing I love. I mean, I have a theme park podcast. I love theme parks. I'm not doing that. But yeah, I'm going to hopefully have somebody, Cameron Keegi said he's going to do this. So I will hopefully interview him about this ride after he goes. And then once I actually go, I might want to do an episode covering.
I'm just kind of, I'm bummed. I mean, you know, last night I tried to be like, hey, I have a blue ID. What else do I have to do?
Like, can I just slip you a 5 here? Maybe a 20.
I know. And then when he went into like, well, you have to go to the hub and you have to do this. I'm like, damn it.
You're like, what if I just flash you a little bit? Da, da, da,
da. He's C3P. Like, oh!
For me, he's like, ma'am, you need to leave. So our last bit of news, this is, I thought this was hilarious. So the Regal Eagle Smokehouse, which I talked about last week, which features Sam the Eagle. So this is the new, I think it's in Epcot, the new barbecue restaurant. It's either Magic Kingdom or Epcot. I think it's Epcot.
I should know about this. I talked about this before.
Yeah, I talked about this last week too. I don't remember. Very factual based podcast here. So the theme of this restaurant is a salute to all cook-offs, but mostly barbecue.
Yeah.
It is described as a, quote, competition fit for all patriots and pitmasters. I just love that, like, this character is so, like, mocking somebody and that, like, people who are, like, super duper patriotic and Disney's, like, leaning into it. They're like, yeah, we know we're going to alienate people, but this is hilarious. I mean, that's my favorite line in Muppet Vision 3D is a salute to all nations, but mostly America.
Yeah. And just so you know, they are going to have plant-based options.
Yes. Disney parks in general have had many plant-based options, including pasta. You saw that John Mulaney. Did you watch the special, the Sack Bunch Lunch?
No, I only saw. Well, you saw. Are you going to talk about the butter noodle song? Yeah, I've watched that so many times. Yes. So I'm like, this speaks to my soul. Did I write this in my
sleep?
There's
a part where he's like, when I get married one day, and he's stressing, like, my wife's going to be eating lobster, and I'm going to be having butter noodles with, like, a little bit of butter.
Me. I mean, I like a lot of butter and some Parmesan cheese, but, I mean, that song is my song.
Yeah, it is.
I made my grandma watch it, and she was like, did you come up with this? I'm like, grandma.
I had multiple people tell me, like, oh, this song is Jenny.
It is, though. It is. Oh, man.
So as we mentioned previously, we were at Disneyland yesterday and today, and we are, I mean, you're more fit than I am, but my body's like, I hate you so much. And I'm happy to announce, I was looking, I wanted that Baby Yoda Mandalorian sweatshirt so bad. And they told
me, Spirit Jersey,
and they were sold out. And I kept going places and they didn't have it. And I kept seeing people and I pointed out every single person I saw wearing it. And I was like, I bet
it
they have
it. Over 100 people.
Over,
by the way.
So many freaking people had it. So we walked by Star Traders. And they just put out a rack, and I went immediately, and I was like, I don't even know if this fits, but I'm going to buy it. I look horrible in Spirit jerseys, but I bought the biggest size they had because I'm like, you know what? It will fit, and it will probably be huge on me. I don't care.
My issue with Spirit jerseys, I think that they look cool. However, they're very unflattering.
Yes.
Depending on your body type. Like for me, I got yabos. Yeah. So it just will not look
good. I got tum-tum, so it does not look good with tum-tum.
And the fabric is funky.
Yes.
It's not, in my opinion, it's not worth the, what is it, $65?
Yeah. It might be more expensive. Let me look at the tag. It might be more expensive.
I don't even know. It's probably more because it's Baby Yoda. They're like, we can do $100 and people will buy it.
I think most people would agree it's overpriced. This was $69.99.
Gosh.
But I'm holding it right now. Can
Baby
you hear
Yoda
it?
Is sexy.
Can you hear it?
Oh.
It has Baby Yoda on the front, and he's adorable. And in the back it says Mandalorian, and it has a picture of my husband in the egg. And I was telling Jenny, I'm like, if they sold them for like $30 kid ones, I would buy one for my Baby Yoda son.
And I believe that.
Yeah, and he and I would be matching. And then did I tell you, my mom actually was like, you know, like your uncle, like he's not going to probably have any more kids. So like you could probably get their baby Bjorn from them and use carry Yoda. And I'm like, mom, do you ever want me to get married?
Oh,
I'm not carrying around baby Yoda in my baby Bjorn. I mean, I want to, but I refrain.
Oh, man, but that'd be so good.
I just one day I'm just going to be like, I'm going to commit to this life.
Yeah.
Just have my cats and my baby Yoda.
Take it into Disneyland. It's my emotional support.
My emotional support Yoda. It's wood. So what was the highlight of your day today at Disney or yesterday?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We recorded an episode because I just wanted to get a bunch of episodes recorded before I went to Orlando.
Yeah.
So Jenny was very helpful with me this month. So thank you. Big round of applause for Jenny.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you. I'm dying over here. No, but I, oh man, what was a highlight? Mac and cheese bread bowls 2 days in a row.
Yes. I saw Aurora today, took some pictures with her. You and Allison got to talk about High School Musical.
Yes.
So much.
Joshua Bassett. Yes, I know he's 16.
I don't know who that is. I have a niece who's 16. We got to Peter Pan came up to me and asked me a question. I'm like, oh, a man that's not my dad. I haven't talked to a man that's not my dad in a long time.
Also, yesterday and today, we saw characters at the It's a Small World what is that place? Was called? Oh, the mall, small world mall.
So in Disneyland, it's a small world to the left. They have like, it's like the line overflow area.
But it's called something mall.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's the Mall of America.
No.
I know.
Small
world. So basically there's these like big pillars and half of them face like out into the crowd. And then you can kind of hide behind them for nefarious reasons. I don't know why. And yesterday, yesterday we saw Rapunzel and Flynn hiding behind, or I always call them, it's Flynn. Yeah. Sorry, brain fart. It's late. They were standing behind one where no one could see him. We were just we sat where the old Gummy Glen ride is, mm-hmm. that like seating area behind, like, what is it called? Edelweiss Pretzels. Mm-hmm. And then, today we saw Ariel and Cinderella behind there.
Yeah. Behind two separate ones.
And they were like, hiding and nobody was going up to them. Like very sporadically people were going up.
Yeah. It was so weird. And I'm like, it is past your bedtime. Yes. It is past 7 p.m. What are you doing out here?
And like, why were they back there? Why were they hiding? Shouldn't
they
be prominent?
And is that a normal thing?
Yes. At first we actually thought that Rapunzel and Flynn were like just people dressed up.
I was like, whoa. How did they get lit in with those wigs and costumes?
It was like
they
changed
the bathroom.
Yeah, they changed. I always wonder about that. If people like sneak in and they just change in the bathroom and like.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm so sure. Yeah, but it's an interesting experience.
I just like that Peter Pan asked me where the treasure was, and I immediately should have just pointed somewhere, but I went,
You were thinking about
probably
it.
For
he was
like,
probably like, come on, girl, play
at
along.
At least 20 seconds, and then I was like, here, because I was going to try to say something cute. I'm surprised he didn't just walk away. But oh, and then the queen told me I was wearing pink, and she's like, you should wear purple next time.
And then she said, oh, black.
Yes.
She's a Twitter legend.
Twitter legend. So speaking of Twitter legend, no, I'm kidding. So today's episode, so Jenny Ray has a podcast called We're Going Mental about mental health and how much she loves me.
Yes. We are currently on hiatus, FYI.
It's one of those things are true about what the topic is about. So I thought, we talked about this for a long time, that I wanted her to do an episode about mental health at the parks. And okay, so she and I, and actually most people I know, we get overwhelmed by crowds sometimes, mm-hmm. and there are crowds at Disneyland.
Oh gosh.
Sometimes yeah. even if there's not a lot of people, it can just get overwhelming, mm-hmm. overstimulating. You just hate people. And like, so these are places you can escape in the park that we found are just different things that you can do to deal with, and maybe like a few tips and tricks to deal with just overwhelmingness at the park.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, first I want to say it's good mm-hmm. to always make sure you have water.
Yes.
Maybe a little snack in your bag.
Mm-hmm. Drink more water drink water when you're not thirsty.
Yes.
Like drink more water than you think you should. Mm-hmm. Because there's plenty of bathrooms. You can go pee all day.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to bring in one of those like refillable bottles, or just buy one bottle of water and just keep refilling it throughout the day, because it does add up.
Yes. And if you are really bad at dealing with crowds, mm-hmm. I personally love taking ashwagandha. I swear
yes.
by it.
Yes.
And when I go through times where I don't take it, I'm mm-hmm. kind of like, does it really work? And then I take yes. it again. I'm like, it does work. So I take that in the mornings before I go to the park because mm-hmm. it calms me down a little yes. bit and I don't get so like, yeah. like my heart's not racing as much.
Because even when it's empty, it's stressful. Like I watched a dad melt down today. Like I watch people melt down constantly at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine going with kids like that. God bless you all no. who go to with kids, because that's like – that's difficult, because it's difficult enough to go on your own.
Yeah. So. Well, and I'm an empath, so I feed mm-hmm. off people's energies. And so mm-hmm. being around so many people, like, it is draining
yes.
for me. And it's crazy. It's mm-hmm. nuts. So
You're just like,
it's a lot to take in.
It's a lot. Yeah. So let's start. Well, first, before I forget this, so today Allison hurt her finger and I forgot there's a first aid place. So if you go to the very end of Main Street behind, is it still called the photo store?
I mean, it's not called the photo store. Yes, it has a name, but is it still Kodak?
And there's like the corn dog fire truck or whatever that is. It's
Red Wagon.
You were saying earlier, like, Jasmine, you know so much more about theme parks than me. Lies of an Ellie.
No, but so there's a first aid there, and you can go and you can get Band-Aids. I always go because when I get a headache, mm-hmm. I get, I don't know if it's Advil, aspirin, whatever they have. Mm-hmm. So I always go there to get that. So if you ever have any issues, and you can lay down. Yes. If for some reason you were like, mm-hmm. I am way too overwhelmed right now. I'm mm-hmm. dying. Like, I'm in a panic mode.
Yes.
You can be like, I need to
relax. I've gotten
relax.
Band-Aids for blisters on my feet, and they've given me like 3 or 4. Uh-huh. Some guy went in, like, I think to say he wanted to wash his hands, but like use a special soap. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they also were like, what is happening
right
now?
Sure.
Yeah. The first aid is there mm-hmm. in Disneyland, but then in California Adventure, it's mm-hmm. right next to City Hall mm-hmm. To the left when you go in.
Yes. And actually City Hall, the one in Disneyland, I would not, don't go in there to rest.
No.
But the one in DCA actually like, not too hectic in there. Mm-hmm. If you're just like, maybe you just want to go up and be like, tell me your tips and tricks.
Yeah.
I haven't tried this, but try it and let us know how it goes.
When you'll walk in and you just see 6 cast members staring at you like, welcome. And it's like, okay.
So
you're really busy.
So let's stay in, should we start at DCA or should we start at Disneyland for our places we like to escape?
Let's just go into Disneyland.
Okay.
So
going back over to Disneyland, walk, across the Esplanade.
Here we go. So you're going to like the way I listed it out because I start like when you first walk in.
Oh, you're much better at this. I just wrote down random places that I thought of them. And they're probably all the same.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
So my first one is actually like more towards the front. So it's mm-hmm. right between City Hall and that first like outdoor vending type shop. Mm-hmm. And it also has the companion bathroom.
Yes. The pooping bathroom.
Yes.
One time we saw a couple coming out of that bathroom too.
Yeah, I was like, that's interesting. Yes. You are companions.
Yes. This is a solo bathroom.
Right. That is my, I had too much dairy bathroom. So we can get into that another time.
So it's behind the guided tours area.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. okay. Yeah. So there's an area there. Like sometimes, yes, there are people because mm-hmm. of the tours.
Yes.
They have
But never
tables.
A lot.
Yeah. It mm-hmm. it rarely happens. Like one time though, when I was gonna use the bathroom over there, I'm like, there's too many people sitting over here. I'm like, can they hear me?
They're gonna know how long I'm in there for.
No, so that's a good place to sit mm-hmm. because it's just, you know, there's some seating there and it's just nice and quiet mm-hmm. and people aren't like walking through there constantly. So that's nice.
And you might see a celebrity. I never have, but perhaps.
Ooh, yes.
Just because that's where a lot of the Plaid stuff is.
That is right.
Celebrity sighting. Is the train on your list?
Hold on, sorry, woman. Okay, so we're still making our way down Main Street.
I just want to make sure because I just thought of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun. I'm sorry.
You are. So next up mm-hmm. is Main Street Cinema. Mm. What do you mean? Mm, you know.
I know. I'm agreeing with you.
It's like,
I'm pretending.
I didn't think about that one.
No, that's on my list too, but I'm being engaged.
Smart. No. So I love Main Street Cinema, but I will say if you have a lot of sensory issues, mm-hmm. it's probably not the best place because there is a lot of noise in there. I do like, though, that it's a little bit darker and
there's benches now too.
Yes, there's benches mm-hmm. now. I always love sitting in there, but I hate it. Well, I feel like they still do it, though, where they mm-hmm. open the curtains up so people are like, oh, what's in here? I'm like, no. I don't want people
not you,
to
madam.
Know.
Yeah.
And that short time when they actually had a store in there, I was like, what are you doing?
What? That
this
was
is
really
my
short.
Peaceful place. Oh, yeah. So many people complained. I'm like, yes,
and it's actually
riot.
Because nice, you can go in and watch classic Disney cartoons that maybe you wouldn't thought about. Like, yeah, you can go in there and chat or like, but you can also be, like, entertained, like, actually use it, like, as an attraction.
I'm sometimes, like, I question the animation in there because I'm like, whoa, if, like, these would not be made these days.
No.
How did everything that's going on
this happen? This is not appropriate.
Yeah.
It's a good place to eat your ice cream. There's a very interesting light fixture in when you go in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just go in, stand in that middle on that platform.
Just stand.
Look up and just let us know what you think that looks like, and I'll confirm it for you.
Yes. It's we like to sing a certain Christmas carol in there. That sounds like something. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And then you can finish the lyrics. Yes.
So an anatomy part.
How many more clues can we give you? No, so after that, do you have anything before we head over into like Adventureland or Frontierland?
I don't really have – I mean, the stores, some of them can be not as bad as others. Oh. Like, obviously, do not go – any of the stores on the left, no. Some of the stores on the right, once you get past the Starbucks, can be a little less overwhelming sometimes. Like, the clothing store, the kids store, the crystal store tends to not be too crowded. But then you're around crystal, so that's just
– oh, see, I I turn into a five-year-old in that store when I just remember my grandma telling me to keep my hands to my sides. Mm-hmm. And so I walk in there, I'm like, I'm going to break something.
So this isn't a guarantee that it's always open, but when there's parades and the park's really crowded, they open the backstage areas. Mm-hmm. So it's either like behind, like next to Mad Hatter's, or it's literally like backstage, like next to the, it starts kind of close to the firehouse. And those are, if you're trying to just get in and out of the parks and you don't care about Main Street, especially if there's a parade going on or Christmas time, they use it a lot.
Yeah.
That will save your life.
It's so
like,
nice.
I've had so many times where I've had panic attacks in the middle of Disney, but like I can go in. It's like, because there's nothing to look at. So people aren't stopping and like hanging out there. Mm-hmm. Just like if you can, if they divert you there, don't fight it. Like if you ever see it open,
just
go with it.
Go with the flow.
Just go with it. Cause it's, and you, on the left or the right hand side, if you're leaving, you get to see backstage of Jungle Cruise a little bit. So that's a little treat.
Ooh,
yeah. And it's nice to see backstage. But just like those are like you can get, so like, it's actually not horrible leaving the parks if you can do that. If you're stuck walking those little like walkways on Main Street and people are just stopping and taking their strollers and pushing them right in front of you and stopping and giving you weird looks. So much better. Some people will leave through the stores, but this is just do this. Promise me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. Now let's move on.
Okay, so should we go to Adventureland or Frontierland?
Let's go to Adventureland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, if you have some sensory issues, I wouldn't suggest Tiki Room because of all the noises, but I love to go in there because first off, you can eat in there also. Yes. So you can bring whatever food, even if it's not a Dole Whip.
Yes.
You can sit. And it's, again, darker, and it's just a nice place to kind of regroup.
Even the waiting area for the Tiki Room outside is a nice area.
Yeah.
Like, that's
and
a nice
indoor
area.
And again, there's a companion bathroom. Yes. Or wait, no, they've yeah, it's a companion bathroom now. Yeah.
But sometimes they give you a hard time about that companion bathroom.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
It's dealer's choice, I guess, if they're going to give you a hard time or not.
I was so upset. Yes. I was like, excuse me.
I'm fascinated that your shoes match your PJs.
All Target.
All Target all the time. Because sometimes when you've used that bathroom, most of the time it's been fine. And a few times they haven't let you use it.
Oh, my God. I was like, excuse me, I need to go to the bathroom.
Yes. Well, so originally the Tiki Room was supposed to be a restaurant, and that's why they had a bathroom there.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't. So now – and it's not a – is it a companion bathroom?
It is now. It used to be a regular bathroom. Yes. And now it's there's two companion bathrooms. So now – we're going to venture. We're going to make a little U-turn and go into Frontierland.
Oh.
I, even if I don't get food from here, I like to go upstairs at Golden Horseshoe.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just, it's just a little more calm up there.
There's
and
not
they
a
even
lot
have
of room.
A little.
Yeah. There's not a lot of room, but when there is, there's like a lot of room.
Yeah. But there's also.
That was a stupid sentence, but.
No, but there's also a random area. Like if you're not eating food, there's a place that you can sit.
Yeah. Like bench style seating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I personally think it's nice up there.
Yeah, and I think it's – I haven't been there since they stopped doing the stage show. Now I think they just have a piano.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, upstairs – also if you just need extra seating, it usually tends to be upstairs.
Yeah.
And then you can sit in those like balconies, like the theater-type balconies, which I always like.
Mm-hmm.
Those are cool. Yeah, the whole – even just downstairs there is a kind of a nice area.
Yeah, it's just – it's nice if you need to like go inside somewhere, like maybe if the weather is not good, if it's too hot, too cold, whatever.
Inclemental weather.
Yes, and you just need to sit down. Mm-hmm. Like it's a nice
– you know, area. Also across at the – what's the Mexican restaurant there called?
Rancho del Zocalo?
Yes, where Doritos – I mean it wasn't – that area generally was where Doritos were made. That area tends to have ample seating outside and not a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that can be another – like that's still outside, but like –
yeah, yeah, yeah.
If, you know, it's a little too crowded, that can be an emergency area as
well. Yes. Now.
Yes.
My,
take me away, Jennifer.
Ooh, let's go. We're going even further in. Yeah. So, obviously, the island.
Yes. The island, it's a bit of a pain to get to, but it's heaven. Like, it you will really be, is. You can truly find spots to be alone.
Yeah.
Like, I've recorded podcast episodes there, and the sound is, like, almost as good as my house.
Well, yeah, it's nice because it never gets overly crowded there. Especially because they don't have characters on the island. I mean, they used to have Tom and Huck, but even when they did, it wasn't insane like, over there.
Tom and Huck.
But I feel like that was also before, like, it was cool to go to Disney. I don't know. It was a weird time.
It used to be kids. There was a time where not a lot of people went to Disneyland. And you could go most days, and there was no more than a five-minute line for things.
Right.
And people didn't like going.
Yeah.
But now that's not true.
I know.
And merch never sold out.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's crazy. No, but, like, yeah, so the island is definitely a really good spot to go and just relax and sit. And you can
– yes.
If you have food, just take your food over there, relax. Mm-hmm.
And also on the island, so the front half of the island, I guess like the half closer to like where the boarding would be for the Columbia and for Mark Twain, that tends to have more people. If you really need to get away, if you go to the left and you go along the paths and you go towards like where Galaxy's Edge is, that back area, there you will find nobody for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
There's benches. There's a fake graveyard that's really fun to go to. There's a fake treasure place that you can take pictures of. if you have claustrophobia issues, do not go in the tunnels. I learned that.
There's one that's super scary, too.
There's one. Yeah, the one where it's about. Okay. So there's one. It's called like Davy Jones.
Yeah.
I will not go in there.
It's frightening.
There are like jump scares in there. There's like noises. It's scary. All the other caves I think are fine. Those are they're just kind of small. They're for kids.
Uh-huh.
But like those are like no. That used to be there's like a head that pops out at you at one point. It's just scary. Ooh. It was scary too before when it was like the Tom and Huck theme. That was scary. You were like walked over like a bridge that like or like a thing that like looked like a bottomless pit.
Yeah.
What is the point of this? Why?
Why would you do
that? The bridges are fun, and there's ways to go around them if they freak you out. The swinging bridge is terrifying in its own way. I don't like the one that's in the water because your shoes get wet. Like when you step on the barrels, you're like, I'm in dirty plague water. And it's fun.
I need a shot now.
I need a shot now. It is true that if more than 50% of you goes into any water at Disneyland, you have to get a tetanus shot.
I am not surprised. I don't want to know what all those ducks have from like in the nasty swamp.
Well,
water.
And like fish, like they find like pieces of fish because birds will come and like drop things in there. People pee in there, do gross things. Oh, and then another fun thing to do is there's some remnants from Mind Train through Nature's Wonderland along like when you're on the Mark Twain and they have all those stuff to look at. You can look at that from the island. So you can go and just like look at the moose or like look at the train tracks. So there's just like nice, like if you just want to stare at like fake mooses, meese for a while. Mooses. Go enjoy.
Yeah.
So let's get back on the boat, come off the island.
All right. So we're off the island now. We're going to veer to the right.
Yes.
And we're going to go to the, what is it called? The Harbor Gallery seating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, but I know where you're going to, but yeah, go ahead. I know what you're going to talk about though.
Oh, how I used to throw fries at people?
No, the secret area. I just got really excited because I'm like, I know where she's going with this.
Well, no, because there's not that much seating over there. So, yes, when it's crowded, it's like, oh, okay, it stinks.
Yeah.
But if there is seating over there, it's very nice and quiet. And it's cool because there's a little bridge where you can actually see people come down from Splash Mountain.
Yes.
And you get to witness them like right after they come down where they're like, oh, my God.
And Jenny threw fries at them.
I used to throw fries back when they sold fries at Westward Ho. I'm surprised I would actually like waste French fries.
Who am I? Today you wouldn't eat half a bag of French fries because it wasn't enough French fries.
No, but I used to like, because you know, like if you're on Splash Mountain and you go down, the last thing you're thinking of right as you go down is that like there's fries being thrown at me.
So it's cool because like there's not a lot of people who seat over there. There's lots of trees and like flora and fauna.
Yeah.
And then you have that bridge. And we actually shot their Disney details. The opening shot is on that bridge. And I've heard some people will stand there and you can watch the people as like after they do Fantasmic.
Uh-huh.
And they're still having to be in character.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
But they're in the dark.
Yes. It's so good.
And it's just a nice little – even if you just stood on that bridge and just like looked at things, it's not a lot of people go on it.
No.
So let's say like you can't get seating over there. Just stand on that bridge. Imagine Jennifer throwing fries.
It's lovely. Not the fry throwing, but just the bridge. Well, I was going to say too that at Hungry Bear it used to be really nice, but and like Critter Country was a little more dead. But now that Galaxy's Edge goes through there, it's way more crowded.
Well, that whole area currently is not that bad, like that path to Galaxy's Edge. But I think once Rise of the Resistance opens, which is like in a week.
Well, it's right there.
I think it's opening 2 days after this episode comes out. It's going to be more crowded, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
But Hungry Bear, if you go far enough, if you're on the top level and you go like really far back into the back, it's that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I like that. I've recorded some podcasts over there. And you can watch the train go by.
Yes. Yeah,
it's Hungry Bear, the bottom area, especially that bathroom. No one ever went there. And now that Galaxy's Edge is open.
Oh, I know. That used to be one of my go-to bathrooms,
popular
too.
Popular hub.
Like, come on.
But yeah, Galaxy's Edge, I feel like that whole area, there's no benches or anything, but it's so long. Like, you could just stand there.
Yeah.
And there's, because it's just too big, like, for it to get too crowded. But who knows? Who can
say?
But yeah, even if you go past that, it gets, it still stays kind of crowded. Like, past the Pooh Bear area, nobody goes on the Pooh Bear ride. So you could just go on that.
Hey, I love it. Going on it. And was it with you or who was it with when like the line was actually super long? The
it
last
was probably
time?
Me.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, what the heck?
I will not look at the, and for some reason, it really creeps me out to turn around and look at the heads from Country
Bear.
I
love it.
Because they're not supposed to be stagnant. And it's like, it's in the dark kind of, and it's not supposed to be there. The concept of turning around and theme park rides and seeing stuff you're not supposed to freaks me out.
Oh.
Not supposed to be there. I've read too many creepypastas.
Ooh.
Just, ooh.
Okay, well, I'm trying to think. So we're in Critter Country right now.
Yes.
And I, well, we could get on the train. We could go back into New Orleans Square. We could hop on the train.
Yes.
Because I know you said the train.
Yes.
We've talked about, I mean, ourselves, like how we love People Mover because we were able to just go on it, like, and we didn't have to get off or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But with the train, it's so nice and relaxing because really you could sit on there for hours and you won't get kicked off.
Yeah, you won't.
Yeah.
And like, I've done it with both you and Allison where we've ridden around at least like 2 times. And you can just ride around and around. You're in the shade.
Yeah, it's nice and relaxing. I really like it.
As more people get off, you can get better and better seats.
Yeah.
Usually it's not too long of a line. Like if it's – I mean, I'm sure some days it's long line. But like depending on which station you go on, like you'll get on in a train.
I never like to get on at Toontown.
No, it's usually the best is the main one, the Main Street one is usually the best one.
Yeah.
Tomorrowland is really hit or miss.
Oh, yeah.
That one can either be nobody's in line or everybody's in line.
Mm-hmm.
Toontown recently actually hasn't been that bad.
Oh.
Yeah, I've noticed it hasn't been as bad, but, you know, that's, again, hit or miss.
Right.
And then New Orleans tends to be the most crowded one. Yeah. That's just the one you're going to wait in line
for. Well, and as for other attractions, I would say what I personally like when I'm kind of just like, oh, gosh, I need to relax. Yeah. I love Haunted Mansion because, again, it's in the dark, so it's nice.
And that whole experience is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Like once you're in the building, like it's all great.
Yes.
It's all gravy.
And I know you don't like pirates, but it is a good ride if you want to just like sit down.
Yes.
And I like, especially if I'm kind of out of it, like I will almost fall asleep on that because I'm just like,
it's
nice.
A Small World is nice too for that same, like it has a high capacity, the non-holiday edition.
Right. But also it only depends on like if you're willing to listen to that song over and over again. Like if you're just like, ah, I don't know.
So the monorail would have made my list, but it used to be you could just sit on the monorail and go round and round and round. Mm-hmm. But now they only let you do one round trip.
I know.
So if you get on from Disneyland, it's one round trip. If you get on from downtown, you have to get on off at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they did that to me. Who was like, I hate Jasmine personally.
Oh, no.
Because that was even better than the train in some ways because it was less crowded.
Uh-huh.
You never – who has had to wait? I've never had to wait for the monorail more than a train ever. And it's not air conditioned, but it's breezy. Like this is Southern California. It tends to – even when it's hot, it's not too bad.
Uh-huh.
I mean once in a while it is, but in general – it's not like Florida – and, like, you just got, you get to see everything, and then you go over the water, and you're like, I hope we don't fall in. And then, but, yeah, no. Now they just want to mess with my day.
No.
Oh, another, you're not done yet. I was going to add some other spots, but.
Well, are you still talking about Disneyland?
Yes.
Okay, go.
So where we were today was a nice spot.
Yes, yeah, so I was going to mention that, but go ahead.
It's Gummy Glen.
Yes.
So this is the dock. It used to be a boat ride back in the day. And it was like the Tomorrowland boats. I did a whole episode. It was the transportation episode. Go back and listen to it. I can't remember. But it was the Tomorrowland episode or the transportation episode. And it's just, it's behind, it's across from the Matterhorn. It's behind the pretzel place, the German themed one. Uh-huh. And it's just a bunch of seats. Sometimes it's crowded, but usually it's empty. We actually recorded a podcast there.
We did.
It's under the monorail. So it got a little noisy. I apologize.
And there were killer ducks.
There were ducks that were going to kill us. Yesterday, there was a seagull that tried to eat me. And it kept, and it was, the seagull, I guess, is so evil. Like the lady who worked there, like that was her mortal enemy.
Okay. And this was over at DCA.
Yes, DCA. Yes. And it was like, would land like within 3 feet of me.
I just love that the cast member called it a cannibal because it
ate chicken bones. Tomorrowland actually has some hidden gems.
Well, I was going to say, because I know you, Allison, and I talked about Tomorrowland and stuff. And I'm like, well, is it really good for your mental health, though? Because I would just sit there and be like, this place sucks.
Like, this is awful. I'd redo it all. But you'd be distracted from your anxiety.
That is true.
And it'd be new anxiety. So where the Tomorrowland Terrace is, over like to the left, there's like a little pocket of seating next to where the Radio Disney building used to be. I don't know. It's across from, it's not Interventions anymore, Launch Bay. There's like an extra pocket of seating. There's tons of seating there usually.
Yeah.
And but that I know. And then even on the other side of that building, there's another pocket. So it's okay. So there's the people mover. Underneath the people mover, it's like the base around that. There's like lots of little pockets of seating.
Yeah. And it's not the smoking area anymore.
Yeah. It's not. So go nuts.
Yeah.
Also, even though I don't like this place, Launch Bay is empty always. Because there's no top floor. So, like, it's just funny. It's like, I remember the lines used to be so long, and now you can meet Ray in, like, 2 minutes. There's no line. So, yeah, there's lots of areas to sit in there because they don't do all the shows anymore that they used to. Like, there was a Star Wars, like, they would show, like, before it was, like, the Galaxy. I don't know if it was, like, a Galaxy's Edge preview center, but, like, there's these benches of seats where you can sit. And one time Allison and I sat there, and everyone who came up to us was like, oh, are they doing the show again? Like, they showed some movie, and we're like, no, we're just sitting here. There's lots of benches. There's a shop. You can shop at your leisure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like you can just walk in circles. Like nobody's there. Nobody's there. There's not a single person there.
No.
I also think I haven't been into the Captain EO Theater, the one where they show like Path of Skywalker and all those movies.
Well, and then for a short time it was High School Musical, the musical, the series. Like,
yeah, I feel like that's just empty.
Yeah, I don't know what's over there.
You could probably just sit in there for a while.
But if there's nothing in there.
Uh-huh, that's true.
It's not open there.
Yeah, but when it is open, I doubt a lot of people go in there.
Yeah.
Okay, I think those are all of our places in Disneyland.
Yeah, that's definitely everything for Disneyland. Yeah. Shall we go over to California Adventure
Let's
now?
Walk across the Esplanade. Da-na-na-na. Oh, no, we're going through the crowds.
Oh, wait,
crowds.
I have to see my Disney brick. Oh, there you are. You're probably going to get taken out soon. Oh, I love you. Bye.
Pull out our passes. Get ready to go in.
Woo. All right.
Now we're in DCA.
Yeah, so why don't we?
The other park.
Why don't we start heading right over to the animation building?
Animation building with the Animation Academy.
Oh, now this
the greatest building Disney has ever built is the Animation Academy. I'm clapping in between each word.
However,
yes,
I don't like some of the changes that they did do. Because
it used to be better.
Yeah. It did. It used to be
it's
better when you could walk
DCA
all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because, Anna and Elsa don't need to be over there because then the line takes up
half the spot.
Yeah.
Why are Anna and Elsa in there? It makes the least amount of sense.
I know.
I really am enjoying how you're sitting right now.
I feel like I'm about to give birth.
Yeah. Jenny's like, sitting like she's giving birth to the microphone.
My, back hurts and my legs hurt, so I'm trying to
figure out. Do you want a pillow?
Where would I put it?
I don't know. Your birthing canal. the Animation Academy, and it used to not be as popular. There's lots of seats in there. You can kind of sit along the edges as long as you're not blocking anybody.
Yeah, because they will yell at you.
They will yell at you. You can eat your ice cream.
This is for turtle time with Crush.
That's it. Actually, were you the one?
Or Turtle Talk.
Were you the one who went with
Cheech?
To, yeah, with Cheech. We discovered that Turtle Talk is kind of awesome in a bad way.
Well, but I took my mom there and because I was like, Mom, we have to go in. So my mom's not the biggest Disney fan for like the parks. And so I was like, oh, I really hope it's this one guy. He sounds like Cheech.
It wasn't even Crush. It was just a guy doing like a Cheech Marin impression.
Yes. But like, sadly, this guy just seemed kind of like, like he was just kind of blah, and my mom was just like, wow, if this is what we waited for.
I'm putting Turtle Talk on that list if it's the Cheech guy. Yes. Hours of entertainment.
So good. It was So good.
You can go back into the, I don't know what it's called, like the Sorcerer's Apprentice, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And you can like draw stuff. It's where the Beauty and the Beast library is. You can sit there and take quizzes for a while. Like people give you dirty looks because they want to take a quiz, but that's their problem. There's also two benches in the back that are very rarely taken that you can sit in.
Right.
You just have to deal with like the changing lights and like the beast like claw sounds once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people trying to take pictures. That's about it. But that's a nice area. It used to be better when it was a complete circuit.
Uh-huh.
But now it's just a dead end.
I know.
Because they had to put Anna and Elsa there.
Okay.
Anna and Elsa.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't ever done the drawing part, but I imagine that could be nice.
I haven't done that since they first opened it.
Oh.
I know. It's been a hot minute.
Been a hot minute. But, yeah, even if you just go and you sit in the main part and just watch all the, like, little short animation bits that they've done, it's just a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
A good time. Should we head over to, I don't know if you have anything else so in between.
To me, all of Hollywood Land is pretty much a great place to go. So, okay. So there's that main drag where like it's at the one end is like where the Frozen Theater is.
Uh-huh.
So if you go to the left, kind of where the Muppets Theater used to be and that whole back area where they have like the Thor strip show, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And they have, it's so, or if you go like past the Captain America, what do you call it? Spider-Man, meet and greet.
Spider-Man?
Past the, which my mom claims she invented how I say Spider-Man. I was like, I don't think you did, but maybe you did. Past Captain Marvel, there's like that soda place. There's like a bunch of benches for
soda place. Isn't it where you get alcohol?
Oh, alcohol. Well, it has Coke sign on there. That's why I think it's a soda place. And then they have like that new Black Panther meet and greet. So go past all those in front of where Monsters, Inc. is. There's a bunch of benches and they will sometimes do like shows there, like kids choirs or like kids performing. But most of the time they used to have, I called it the Thor strip show. Yeah. It's just when he came out and like loosened his chains.
Yes.
I don't even think that goes on anymore. That whole area, you can just sit for a long time and there's tons of seating. It's all in the shade.
Uh-huh.
There's like along the wall, there's some more seating. That's where we were one time and Loki came up and talked to Allison and I, and Allison was trying so hard to get him to talk to me and he would not talk to me. He only wanted to talk to Allison. She's like, look, my friend's wearing green. And he's just like, yeah. Uh-huh. So, hey.
Hey.
And then now they have PhilharMagic, and that's actually never crowded. So that's another good place, I think.
I haven't seen that.
It's
and
fine.
I really don't feel like I need to, yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
You don't need to unless you need a place to escape to.
That is true.
There's also tons of seating in that area, too. Just so much seating. There's the award wiener. Well, now I don't know if the award wiener seating is still there, but there's just that whole area is just no man's land. So just go there. I've recorded podcasts there too. It's just, and got really good sound.
Yeah.
You just have the monorail going by and you can watch people go on Monsters, Inc. That's about it. Okay, now let's move on.
Okay, well, where I was going to go, it's kind of on the other side, but the Redwood Creek,
yes,
Challenge Trail.
Where Santa is sometimes.
Yes. No, but that whole area is just really nice and you can find like a spot to sit.
Yeah, as an adult, they will let you go on the Red Reek. They let me go on all the stuff, so they will definitely let you go.
Yes. No, but I love that whole area. And then also by Grizzly River Run, like, yes, on the other side, because now that's not a smoking area either.
Yes.
It's really nice. But then also, and I know we've done it, where you can just watch people
yes,
come down on the ride. I find that very calming.
Yes. It's just people screaming for their life.
Yeah. No, it's fun to watch them come down and just, I don't know, it's just a nice place to chill.
And this is like a good picture tip too. So yeah, you go past into the Grizzly, you're not going on the ride. You go over like that bridge, past where like that waterfall is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole, it was like a trick or treat trail for a while. There's this whole like long walkway that's beautiful and it's great for pictures and it's like foresty. There's not a lot of seating there, but it's just, and there's no one ever there. And it's just a great, like, nature-y area.
Yeah. And there's this little, like, mine cart thing. So
yeah.
It's like, oh, Snow White bounce.
Yes. So, yeah, you can have all these ideas for Disney bounce.
Yes.
And you get to walk under the bridge and it's, like, leaking. And it's just this great, beautiful little area that I didn't even discover until really recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of knew it was there, but I didn't know how glorious it was.
I knew it was there, but then, like, for the longest time, it turned into the smoking area. And I was like, this sucks. This is such a pretty area. Why are you giving it to the smokers?
Yeah, we have taken it away. Really, all of that land after Condor Flats is fabulous because nobody's there.
Yeah.
It's a good way to like go to the front of the park too.
Yeah.
It's not as crowded.
Do you have anywhere else? I mean, because I feel like in California Adventure, we don't I feel like we'll do a lot of the same things, but I'm trying to think of like other quiet areas.
Pixar Pier is pretty much awful.
Yeah.
There's like that little area where it used to be. Now it's Inside Out is there, but before that, that was fine. Now they actually, I noticed they have a lot of seating around Inside Out. Yeah. I don't know if it's a lot of parents who are like, I'm not going on that. if you go into Bing Bong's store and you look up at the lights, that's for my company I work for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So over the cash wrap and in the store, those are Ledger brand lights. And you're welcome.
Well, there's also that, like the whole food section.
Yes.
Over there.
Oh, like, yeah. Where the bread bowl and like the, that can be a great place or it can be super crowded.
Yeah. It just depends on the, on the hour.
Oh, you know where's another good area? If you leave that area and go towards Cars Land and you walk past Monument Valley, that area is empty and it's the most beautiful area probably in any, one of the most in any Disney park.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And there's just maybe a handful of people taking pictures because there's not a lot of, there is some seating along the wall. Mm-hmm. You can sit there and it's just, and then actually in the back of Flo's, that tends to be open a lot.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful and there's nobody there. And that's another good picture spot. And you can just watch the cars go by. That's one you might have to stand for a while. Like it's not a seating area. But just,
but it's like calm.
It's calming. It's like I am in Utah.
Yeah,
this is beautiful. And yeah, you get into the Cars area. I think once Marvel Land opens and that flow is reintroduced, it won't be as bad. But right now, it's just a dead end.
Uh huh.
So that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend was like, my coworker's like, when are they gonna open that? Just like, just make a little path through Marvel Land. I just need that flow to keep happening. I think that's. There's also that like AP Vineyard area. But I don't know. A lot of the AP-only stuff tends to be really crowded.
Yeah.
Like, if Disney wants to make something really popular, they just say, this is for APs only, and they're just super popular. Oh, and then even, like, well, nobody ever goes on Ariel. That's infamously, like, anytime. There's this one Twitter I follow, and it says the longest wait times at Disneyland and the shortest. And Little Ariel. Little Mermaid, whatever it's called, is
Ariel's Under the Sea Adventures.
Always under 5 minutes. Always.
Oh, yeah. What I was going to say, too, that's if you want to go on an attraction and you're feeling overwhelmed, that's the right to do it. Because, again, it's a bit darker and you just sit there for a while and relax and you don't have to wait a long time to get on it. So
if you just want to go on a ride, just you're like, I want to go on any ride. I don't care what it is. That Monsters, Inc. tends to be shorter.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. But Ariel's like, it will always be a short line. That's about it. Yeah. So like not Goofy's Flight School.
No.
Jumping Jellyfish. It's
If you have anxiety, I don't know if those are the best ones for
those
you.
Those are not the best ones. But don't go on the orange one or the
gosh.
That's anxiety inducing.
Or Mickey's Death Wheel.
Yes. We were saying one day we should record an episode from there.
Yes.
On Patreon. I was like, there's nobody I love enough to go on that for.
I'm sure for some people, like if you're on the stationary ones, it's like, okay, this is nice and peaceful.
I didn't even like those. Like,
yeah, but I'm like, heights
You're so high and you're like, I'm going to die up here.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, Disney won't let me die because they'll have too much to lose. I'm like, no, you're so – like you think – I don't even know how high that is, like 100 feet.
I don't know. I just always think the big one is going to happen while I'm at the top and this is going to just give way and I'm going
to
die.
Even if it doesn't give way, like, and you're just stuck up there, are you going to have to try to climb down?
Don't even.
Like, I need
to take more ashwagandha just thinking about
it. I don't think, like, a fire truck could get you. I don't think a ladder could get you. I don't know what the rules are here. Or let's say there is a ladder. You have to get to that ladder. Oh, are you going to climb down that ladder? I am a large person. I can't climb down that ladder. I'm going to have to wait for a prince to come save me or just die up there. Just have a pigeon fly me food. So those are all of our spots. I think that's everything.
No.
Oh, that's not. Oh, what else do you have?
No, because now we're going to venture over to Grand Californian Lobby.
Oh, to the Gryffindor room?
Oh, well, with the little fireplace. Yes. Now, it's a hit or miss, too, with that, because sometimes it can be very crowded, but sometimes it's just as nice and relaxing there. Mm-hmm. So I would say that. And then also, it's kind of random, but the Disneyland Hotel, like, tower lobbies are never...
No one's ever in there.
Yeah, so if you just want a quiet place to sit down, you know, there's bathrooms there, too, and stuff. It's just a nice place to sit.
Sometimes they have water, I've noticed, too.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a walk if you're at the parks, but...
Right.
Yeah, there's the further down you go for Downtown Disney, the less crowded it gets. Uh-huh. It's most crowded closer to the parks. And like, yeah, if you're going to go to a Starbucks, go to – even though the one closer to Disneyland is bigger – the other one just tends to be less crowded.
Oh, yeah. So much
nicer. Make sure when you're doing the ordering on your phone that you know which one you're ordering from.
Yeah.
The mobile ordering. Yeah, especially because now that, like, all those buildings are empty where they were going to put that hotel.
Uh-huh.
There's nobody in that area. It's just Downtown Disney. It is nice to get on the – you can escape and get on the monorail there and only go one way,
uh-huh.
which sucks. It's just very unfortunate. But yeah, the Disneyland Hotel, that's a good spot. And then Grand Californian, that's a little closer. They have nooks. Just walk around and you'll find something.
Yeah.
There's lots of nooks and crannies.
And just like a tip too, if you're hanging out with either like friends or family mm-hmm. and say you're starting to feel overwhelmed, uh-huh. don't feel dumb and like yeah. don't hold it in because it's yes. just going to make it worse during the mm-hmm. day. Just kind of be like, hey, even if you need to venture off mm-hmm. for a bit by yourself, just be like, I need to go like sit down for 20 yes. minutes. I'll be back. Mm-hmm. Drink some water. Relax. You know, rejuvenate a
yes.
bit.
There's nothing yeah. wrong. I think people like – we have passes, so that's one thing. But I feel like a lot of people, they're like, I got to get every minute out of this day. I can't sit for a minute. Like, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can sit for a minute. Being there is part of the experience.
Uh-huh.
Just being there, absorbing the ambiance, just being feeling the magic.
Yeah, and you're not going to feel present if you're like
yes.
going to some crazy if anxiety attack. Like, ah-ha.
If you have a headache, it's not going to go away by just ignoring it.
Yeah.
It don't go away. And like, yeah, and it's better to do that than like to have a huge fight with your family.
Uh-huh. Well, and this has to do with, you know, regular APs that go yeah. too, if say if you're going to Dapper Day, mm-hmm. that gets overwhelming too,
so
and taking pictures and stuff. And mm-hmm. so just excuse yourself,
yes.
go chill out for a bit. If you know, even if you have to go by yourself, or maybe if you have a friend that
stick
you want to go
ice
hang
in your
out
wig.
With. Yeah. And just chill.
Yeah. Just chill. Cars Land has some like fun, like I like Mater's ride. I feel like Luigi's not as bad of a ride. Mm-hmm. Mater, I love that ride. That's an anxiety ride.
Yeah, no thank you.
Go get some free chocolate from Ghirardelli.
Yeah.
Get some free bread from Boudin. Even though it's going to be closed for a while. Oh. I would say go to the Tortilla Factory, but it is gone.
Oh, man.
That would have been on this list for sure.
In the Grand Canyon.
Masaka. So those were all of our places.
Yeah.
Let us know. So email us at 1313harborthepodcast.com and let us know your favorite places to chill out in the parks. If you ever have any questions, you can email Jenny too. She'll answer.
I will.
Or message her on Instagram.
Little Ray Kicks.
Little Ray Kicks. You can find us on 1313harborthepodcast on Instagram, 1313harbor on Twitter. We have a website, 1313harborthepodcast.com. You can like find everything on there too. That's a good go-to spot. Yeah. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/1313harborthepodcast, or it's on our website. We'd like to thank our patrons.
Let's do it.
David, Jennifer, Lauren, Sean, Tiffany, Tori, and Wynette.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
Do, 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 do.
Thank you, Jenny, for filling in for me helping me for the sabbatical.
No problem.
So all who come to this happy podcast, welcome.